Okay, where's the music?
Blog Talk Radio.
Your girl Linus and Miss Nina is in the chat room. Thank you for joining us today on Free Psychic Readings on the Essence of Success Radio Network here at Blog Talk Radio. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Miss Nina, who's also a Reiki master, psychic, and teacher, is moderating the chat room for us, and also realize that Miss Nina is also the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network. So don't mess around. Give her that respect when you go in there to ask a question, because she also helps with the callers. So I thank you, callers. I thank you, people around the world listening to the show. Listeners from Australia, Dubai, England, China, the Philippines, and of course, Canada. And also, we welcome people to the chat room. Thought I forgot, huh? But I didn't. Okay. Mark your calendars, y'all. This Friday is the new moon, 8/14/2015. The new moon, so mark your calendar. Hoo-hoo! For new things to start. And a prayer today, instead of a prayer, I'm just going to make an announcement for everybody around the world, the callers that have called in, and the people in the chat room. God is about to bless you beyond your imagination. Let me say that two more times. God is about to bless you beyond your imagination. God is about to bless you beyond your imagination. So shall it be. It is done. Okay, let me check with Miss Nina and see if she has any announcements. Miss Nina?
No, I don't have any announcements. I don't even have any this week. Imagine that.
Maybe they took a break in the winter, huh?
I know about the winter.
I know about those winter babies. Chabanea's one. It was cold that winter, but she came in August, so. All right, well, let's get ready to begin. Our first caller is area code 404. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. Hi, Nina.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi, this is T. I'm calling because I'm dating, and I'm dating a guy, but I also met someone else, and I just wanted to know, what do you see between both of them? Which one is better for me?
Okay, what's the first guy's name? Just his first name. I don't want his last name. I'm sorry, first name?
Shakir.
His name is Shakia?
Yes.
Or it's a girl. Is it a woman or a guy?
It's a guy.
Okay, and his name is Shakia?
Shakir. Shakir.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, not Shakir.
No.
Shakir. Is that right?
Yes.
What's
the other guy is George.
George. Okay. All right, Mia Mastino, concentrate. So should you be with Shakir or with George? Okay. Is Shakir a Muslim? Why am I picking up that something about certain ways that he deals with a woman with respect and honor and the same for herself? So is he a Muslim?
Yes, he hasn't practiced it now, but his mother raised him.
Okay, then I'm correct. Okay. Well, he does have respect and honor, but that's, like you said, because how he was raised. But I saw Muslims, so it's a little bit different how they look toward a woman in their cells. Okay. He's just getting to know you. He doesn't really know you yet. He's curious about you and he's interested in you, but he's wavering. I don't see a full commitment from him.
Yeah, I think it has a lot to do with a friend of ours. She hooked us up, but I don't. There's something strange. Like, she's the link between the two guys. So she helps me, but when we get around, it's like she kind of gets upset.
Jealous. I think it's just jealousy. He likes you, but he doesn't like you like a girlfriend, but it's jealousy. It's almost like it's like a big brother, and you're the little sister, and like he's looking over you to make sure, are they even worthy of you?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm picking up, that he's, so I shouldn't say jealous. It's just that he wants to make sure whoever that you pick out, that they are a good person towards you. They're equal to you. Let me put it like that. They're equal to you.
Okay.
Now, George, George looks like he came out of the woods, out of the woodwork. Whoa, I'm getting confused about him. It's almost like he just showed up on the spot, like, oh, okay. George is a hybrid. You don't know this. Do you know what a hybrid is?
Mm-mm.
Okay, a hybrid is half human and half alien.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm picking that up on George. That's why it's confusing to me. It's like he's trying to find out himself about life, or about human beings. I don't think he realizes who he is himself. Maybe that's why it's confusing. He knows there's something missing. Something's not right. Now, I'm picking that up on George. I didn't pick that up on the other guy. His relationship with you is he's just learning, too. He's like a babe coming out of the woods, learning. So his communication may not always be correct or like it should be, but just understand that he's still learning, too. So your communication, you may have to teach him some things, but have an understanding and be fair in your communication.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
And he's also very curious about sex. That interests him a lot.
Yeah.
Latina, what are you picking up? Or if you are anything?
I'm picking up that maybe you should find a third choice.
Okay. Yeah, my friend, she's been trying to help me out, but I'm not sure if... she's been trying to push me with Shakir, but when we get together, it's like, I don't know, she gets really, like, I don't know, she gets annoyed with both of us, so maybe I should go find a third choice.
Yeah, I think you should go for a third choice. I don't think either one of them are going to make you happy.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Okay. Not in the respect that you're looking for. No.
No.
Yeah.
I agree with Nina. Go for the find a third choice. And also, let me say this: it's nice to have friends and family to give their opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is, you make your mind up of what makes you happy.
Yeah.
What I mean? It's not about hurting somebody's feeling or going against them or whatever. It's what works for D. What makes you happy. And any time that you feel uncomfortable with, I don't care if it's male or female, back off. Because
okay.
if it's right, you'll feel good.
Okay. Do you think she has my best interest?
No. Sorry, no.
Thank you, Miss Nina.
No,
I don't know. I'm like Lena.
I've been getting a lot of backlash from her, and I'm not like she says she has my best interest. She tries to help me out, but like I don't know. She yells at, like she like acts like this older sister and can be really pushy sometimes.
Okay, well, being pushy and all that, that's not helping you. You need somebody to be open and fair. In other words, give you both sides. Like a devil's advocate. Can tell you the good side and tell you the bad side, but don't tell you, well, you need to be with this guy, D. You don't need to be with that guy. No, that is not for anybody to say. That is your decision.
Okay.
You know, that's why I say people can have opinions and stuff, but you are the one ultimately that will have the relationship, that will eat with this man, have sex with this man, have a relationship with this man.
Question, why does she get upset when we're together?
Who? Which one?
My
Shakir?
Friend. No, yeah, with Shakir, yeah.
It's, like I said, he looks at you like a brother-sister thing. He's just looking out for your best interest. He cares, but he is not the one that will be in a relationship with you, which you're looking for a male and female. No, that ain't going to happen.
Yeah. Okay, because I was trying to see why my friend who hooked us up, why she gets upset when we're together. I never can.
Because she's jealous.
Jealousy.
I don't see what she could be jealous of. She's, like, married.
That doesn't make any difference with some people.
It sure doesn't.
Oh, okay.
She could be jealous of your life. You're a single woman, and you have various men that you can date or not date. She is with a husband, so she's on Stuck Street. And please believe me, everybody, I don't mean that for people that are married. But if she's unhappy, misery likes company. Am I right, Miss Nina? So if she's not happy in her marriage, she's trying to deter you and your relationship. That's not a friend. If anything, she should be a blessing to you to help you and look at both sides. So just think about that, you know.
Okay.
To me, a friend is somebody that'll ride or die, like the young people say, you will be with me from the beginning to the end. Okay,
yeah.
She's not going to be there for that. She's not. So I'll just say this, like I said earlier. You make the decision which is happy to you, that you can say that word happy. And you know, when you're with the right man, it'll feel good. It'll just feel good. You won't even question or have a doubt. You're just like, God, this is the one. This is it. But as long as you're questioning and doubting, then no, that's not him. It's not clicking between the two of you, right?
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm going to continue this dating.
Well, of course.
Really,
you're young and beautiful. You're intelligent, girl. Please. Just,
it's
you know.
Been really trying, man. It's like sometimes it can be painful, and I'm just like,
Yeah, but understand that you love yourself is number one. Self-preservation is number one. So love yourself first, and everything else will be added to you. You want a relationship or companionship, and I understand that. And sometimes we get desperate, but when we get desperate, then we make the wrong decision. That's why I tell people, just be patient. Love you. Love you. Go out, be with your friends. Maybe go on one date. Don't go on a date for another 2 or 3 days. Just enjoy you. And as you do this, honey, pray and ask God to send the man that's designed for you, that you will have no doubts, not one, that you know this is the guy for you. Okay?
Okay.
All right, D. Let us know how you're doing. God bless. I'll be praying for you, honey, and thank you for your call. Okay, next call, area code 313.
Hi, how are you?
With Lennis and Miss Nina.
Hi.
Who's this?
Hi. Sherelle. Hi, ladies.
Sherelle. Hi, Sherelle. How you doing, girlfriend?
I'm fine, girl. How are you?
Oh, terrific. Terrific.
That's good. I'm glad y'all ladies doing okay.
Yes,
ma'am. I had a same question as the first caller, and I'm confused myself too about the guy Sam and DeMichael. I feel like things getting closer with me and Sam, but it's like the back of my head. DeMichael, I was with him for 6 years, so I don't know. He keeps saying, "I know it's somebody else without a doubt," and all that crap. But go ahead, I let you. I ain't gonna talk too much.
Well, you with Michael? Let me focus on Sam. See what he's like. He's just tickling me. My feet, it's like somebody's tickling my feet like a little kid. I just want to laugh. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not picking up anything bad. He's funny. I mean, he's got a hellacious sense of humor, which is good. Laughter's good for the soul. Sam just wants to know, where are you at? What's your clarity? You know, are you going to still be with this guy, or are you thinking about splitting up with him and, you know, starting something new? So he's just kind of in the background standing by. I'll put it like that.
What?
Or stand by.
That'd be for yesterday.
No, not mine. Sam.
I know. That's I told him day before yesterday how I felt about him. And then I don't know how he's thinking on him. I always express my feelings. I always tell him how I feel. Where do I want it to go?
Okay. Well, that's
I don't know what his
primarily
is.
What he's yeah, that's primarily what he's looking for is just, you know, for your clarity and if that's true. And, you know, what's your situation with Michael? Like, are you guys still gonna be together, or are you gonna go your separate way and he go his way? You know, your relationship with Michael is coming to an end. You know that already, though. I don't need to tell you that. You know it's coming to an end.
It is.
As Sam, the answer? Is he the backup? I don't know. Because when you break up with somebody, you know, male or female, we become vulnerable. And it's easy for somebody to come along and say those words that we haven't heard in a long time. You know what I mean? And you become vulnerable.
No, me and Michael been gone long, a year and a half ago. We just friends. We've been trying to work it out and haven't been worked out. And I've been knowing Sam for like a year now. But this ain't nothing fresh. Yeah, it ain't nothing fresh.
Oh, okay. Or as y'all say, brand new. Well, my thought is, Michael, no. Sam is a possibility. Let me ask Miss Nina. Miss Nina, what you pick up on Sam? Because we ain't going to even ask about Michael.
I picked up, go for it.
Really? Because I remember last time I called, y'all was like, no, he's not. That's y'all's best interest. And now y'all saying go for it. So y'all confusing me now. Y'all was saying, no, he's not good.
Things have changed. Remember, things change every day, honey. Time is constant and change is constant.
Yeah.
So at that time, probably when we saw, it was not conducive for you. Now it is.
Right. Oh, Lord. Yeah, because the Michael, I ain't going to hold y'all up. Michael said, I know it's someone else without a doubt. And I'm not with no one else, like, actually, like, involved in the relationship. But I don't know. It's like things have got intense with me and Sam. We've been intimate and all types of stuff. But I don't know. I don't know if the intimacy is bringing us closer, or I don't know if it's just us spending time with each other. I don't know.
It's a void in your relationship because he's not giving you something that you need. There is a void in your relationship because Michael's not giving you something that you need. It's a lot more than sex. I'm talking about spiritual and mental that you're not receiving from Michael, and so that's why your relationship has not favored, you know. Now, Sam, I'm with Nina. Go for it.
I've been telling him how I felt, how I feel, and what's the last? I told him last, he just said, it just seemed like I want too much, that I'd be wanting too much. I said, no, actually, I'm independent. I provide for myself anything. Would I be providing for you? Well, not like actually, but yeah, he used to say, it seemed like I'd be wanting too much. I said, no, I don't even ask for much in the first place.
Okay, Sherelle, what you need to tell a man is I'm self-supporting, I'm self-sufficient.
Right.
If I ain't got a man, I got a hand. What are you bringing to the table?
I know that's right.
That's really.
Right.
I'm telling you seriously. Because I know women today, we are very strong and independent. Okay, so you're self-supporting, you're self-sufficient. You can handle, you can take care of yourself. If you don't have a man, you can masturbate. So now, what is this man bringing to the table that's got your attention? I want you to think about that now. Okay.
Yeah, that's okay. A good
question. And we do have toys, ladies. There's toys, so.
Right. I know that's, right. That's the best route to go in the first place.
I'm just being silly. But anyway, no, you'll
right.
be okay, Sharif, huh?
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Sherelle. Thank you for calling. So give Sam that time.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Always.
Have a wonderful
okay.
week.
So thank you, Nina.
Week.
You're welcome.
Okay, next caller is area code 631. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. How are ya?
I'm pretty good. I'm not having much with luck with the love life. Do you see anybody coming in? I'm going on dates, but they're just the wrong people. Or do you see this one person who I'd really like to come back? His name's Sean. If not, do you see me meeting someone soon? Because I'm not really putting up with garbage. I just don't have time for that with other people I dated.
Okay. Right now I'm picking up an older man, and he's short. He's probably about 5'4 or 5'5. You
no,
like
I don't know anybody
short.
Like
well, I'm telling you what I see. That doesn't mean that you know him. I'm just telling you what I see. But you two look like Cher, and I can't think of her husband now. He's her ex-husband.
Sonny.
He's died. Sonny, okay. This guy that I'm seeing, you two look like Sonny and Cher. You're tall and he's short, but he's a nice guy. He's really a nice guy. Good job, foundation. He's a no-nonsense person. He has something to do with paperwork. Where are you going to meet this guy? You're going to be introduced to him by another lady that she thinks is a possibility for you, interest. So, like I said, he's short, he's round. He's not obese.
Oh, great.
Or fat, but he's, yeah, but he's round, but he's short. But he really is a good man. I mean, this guy's got a lot going for him. What he's missing in height, his intelligence is like 8 feet tall. He's a very smart man. He's single. He was married. He's been divorced for years. And it looks like he might either own a company or he is in ownership with somebody else. It's either him and another guy or him by himself. But there's a girlfriend that's going to introduce you. Kind of like, you know, you just happen to run it. She happens to run into him like, oh, this is Susan, this is so-and-so, John, or what have you. You know, you might look at him at first and go like, it'll never happen. Don't be like that. Don't turn away because you don't know where your opportunity is. Because whether a man looks good or he's tall or he's this and that, that's not really what we always should look for. We should look for who's going to treat us correctly spiritually, mentally, and physically. Right?
Okay. Well, we
so
wouldn't look funny and,
even though
look
not the
funny and share because I'm only 5 foot four and a half.
Okay, well, this guy will treat you like a queen. That's what I'm picking up. He will treat you like a queen. So think about it when you, you're out with your girlfriend and she happened to introduce you. And remember what I'm telling you, how the guy looks. I mean, he's not real handsome, but he's not ugly. I mean, you know, he's comfortable on the eyes as far as that. And he's, I see now he has a head full of hair, and he wears glasses, very sharp-looking glasses. So, yeah. But like I said, when you meet him, just give him a chance, Susan, because he will treat you like a queen. That's what I'm saying. Instead of looking for Mr. 6'5", don't bypass somebody that, you know, might be an opposites attract, because he might just be the one that you'll never work another day in your life or never want for anything. Except just to be loved and appreciated.
All right. What about that person that from the past that I liked?
Forget about him.
Okay.
Yeah. With that time, I said, forget about it.
When am I going to meet that other person?
I'd say probably within the next 60 days.
Oh, all right. All right, well,
yeah,
thank you. Do you have
all
time
right,
to
you're welcome
my friend?
To... I'm sorry?
Do you have time to talk to my friend?
Show up to your friend?
Do you have time to talk to my friend? She's sitting here, too.
Oh, do I have time to talk to your friend? I'm sorry, I didn't understand you. Yeah, put her on real quick. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Beth. How are you?
Hi, Beth. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Oh,
pretty,
no, you're not.
Pretty,
somebody
nice
really pissed
in New
you
York.
Off. Well, welcome from New York, but Beth, I'm picking up right now. Somebody really pissed you off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
do you know who it is?
I'm picking up a female, and I'm picking up a male, but the female is stronger. And the male, it was like you told him, like, what the so-and-so, what is wrong with you? This is
yeah
what you told the male. The female, it's like, why are you talking to me? Are you jealous of me, or what is it about you? I thought you were my friend.
Right.
That's what I'm picking up from the woman, yeah. But
no,
I can
this
feel
is my
anger.
Daughter and her boyfriend.
Okay. Wow, they're really giving you a headache. Are you taking care of them? Or are you living with them?
Yep.
Okay. Now that explains it. Because I was like, wow, the my forehead is just thumping right now. So that tells
uh-huh
me that you're upset. It really angers you. Are you working right now, or are you looking
no
for a job?
I'm looking.
Okay. At the end of this month, Beth, there's a job opening for you to go to work. So for the next 2 weeks, I want you just apply. But one of these positions, because I see like 10 different jobs you apply for, but one of those positions will hire you, and you will be working by the end of August. And it looks like it's pretty good money that you'll be able to get your own place and move.
Yeah.
Yep. I would say by Thanksgiving, you will have substantially, not only in your place, but have a firm foundation.
Uh-huh.
It'll take a few months, but you'll get it together pretty quick. You're good
yeah
on your feet. Yes, you are.
Yep.
Okay.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I have like 3 months to either get my teeth done or move to Florida.
Oh, I didn't see you moving. Not to
you don't
Florida
see me moving?
Miss Nina, what do you pick? No, I see more headaches. Miss Nina, did you pick up Beth moving to Florida?
No.
I don't either. I feel like it's more of a problem, more headaches for her. It's like going out the pot into the fire. My suggestion for you, Beth, is to stay where you're at.
Yeah.
In New York. For the time being, you could move to Florida next year, but not this year, not 2015.
Okay.
Next year. So just get yourself established. You know, like I said, you got a job. You'll be working by the end of the month. So keep applying, because
uh-huh
one of them will call back and say, you know, Beth, can you come to work such and such?
Is that a job that pays cash? Because I can't work on the books.
No, it doesn't pay cash. It's a business.
Oh, really?
Every 2 weeks, yes. 40 hours a week every 2 weeks.
My own business, or?
No, you're working for someone, Beth.
Oh, okay.
But I saw 40 hours every 2 weeks. You get paid. I mean, you get paid. So, I don't know about this under the table, because it's like known business. But
uh-huh
the only thing I could tell you that I see that's showing me right now is at a bar. If you worked as a bartender or a waitress, you could get the cash. I see that they would pay you.
Yeah, I can't really do either one.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, that's what I saw for you, Beth.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful week, and God bless you. Okay, next caller, area code 312. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Karen. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hi, Karen from Chicago. How you doing, girl?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I have a quick question. I live in a large apartment building, but there's a new neighbor that just moved in above me. He's a man, and I had bad neighbors before, and they were evicted. Now I got another guy up there, and he's the same exact thing that the other neighbors. I mean, throwing furniture, stomping his feet, multiple people in there, and I'm wondering, will he get too frustrated and leave? Because I know he doesn't like it up there. He lives on the third floor, and I haven't told the landlord yet, but I'm just wondering if he knows the other people that live there, or if he's just a noisy guy.
Okay, Karen, I have your phone number. I'm going to call you right after. I'll tell you what to do. I can't tell you over the air, but I'll call you right after the show. I'm off in an hour.
Okay, no problem.
And this is Linus, so I'm going to call you, and I'll tell you what to do.
Okay,
and you won't have to worry
good.
About that. Oh, it is
okay.
good.
Okay,
so
sounds good.
An hour. So
okay,
home,
thank you
okay?
so much. I will. I'm on my way home from the laundromat now. Thank you, ma'am.
Oh,
bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, next one, area code 404. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Who's this?
Hi. This is Tamika.
Hi, Tamika. How are you doing?
I'm stressed, but I'm alive. I'm okay. I'm okay.
Okay, are you having some health issues?
No, not that I know of. I've had other issues with my marriage and my financial issues.
Okay, I hope you got a pen, because I'm seeing this right now. Right at your navel, Tamika, there's like a cyst. It's either right below your navel or to the left of your navel, and it feels like a little ball or like a pimple, but a little ball pimple, okay? I'm seeing this, and the angels are showing me this right now for a reason. So you need to go to the doctor and have that check. Right now, it's nothing but a cyst. That's all it is, just a watery cyst.
But there's nothing there, though.
Okay, well... Because the angel showed me this while you're talking, just pacify me. Go to the doctor. Make an appointment, go in and have that check.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
You tell the doctor, would you check my navel? I just feel like there's something around my navel.
Okay.
Okay. All right, now getting back. Okay, now what was your question? I have to tell you, when a person's talking or whatever, and they're showing me something else while you're talking, it's meant for me to let you know this. For what reason? I don't know, but the angels want you to know. So I passed it on. Now, what's your question?
Okay. So my husband up and left a few weeks ago, me and my one-year-old daughter, and... he was the sole income, and I've been looking for work, trying to find something. I want to see if, you know, what's going on with the whole situation, if something's going to come through for me, is everything going to be okay? Because I'm, like, super
okay,
stressed
are you applying? Go ahead, honey.
I'm super stressed about the whole situation, and, you know, and I've been trying, you know, I've been running around crazy, you know, trying to figure things out.
I was going to say, so are you applying? Are you putting applications in at different companies?
I am.
Good for you. You got to go to court. I'm seeing on the left side of my head is hurting, but they're telling me court. Child support or alimony? But you need to go to court. So let me say this. Acquire an attorney for a consultation because, like you said, there's no income. And ask him, I'm sorry?
I've done all that. They told me I had to wait 6 months. I went to legal aid because I don't have the financial means to actually get an actual lawyer. So I did call legal aid, and they told me that it would be a 6-month process, but I can get child support.
Okay, then do that. That's what I'm seeing, something through the court, because you're getting money from it. So that's what I see, that you're getting money from it. So, okay, since you talk, yeah, you can, because most states, I believe, across the United States, they will adhere to the child support law. So, yeah, do that.
Okay.
Do that. Get your child support going.
Okay.
And do it through the state. That way it's a guaranteed check you get every month.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? Don't just, like, I know you... You can't get an attorney for 6 months, but you can go to DSHS and get that child support started. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So as far as my
if you do that this month, I see you, Tamika. You're getting a check in September for child support.
Okay.
Yeah. You're getting it. So that'll come in to help you and your child. Now, for a job... I keep seeing the end of August or after Labor Day somewhere. So I'll say between the end of August and the second week of September, you'll be working.
Okay.
You'll be working. I see two things, either working at the hospital, like, I can see, what are they, housekeeping. Either housekeeping at the hospital, or I see you working like a retail where you sell something. So it's one of the two, either medical or retail. But just remember, if you wrote this down, between the last week of August and the second week of September, you should be working. So continue with your job applications. Go for your child support. You'll get that check in September.
Okay.
And if you're going to get a divorce, it won't happen for a year.
What? Why is that?
Because he's going to hold it up.
He's going to hold it up because he doesn't want... Yeah.
It's just bitter.
But he's the one who left. He left me and my child out in the cold. You understand? And out in the cold with no... I'm so upset. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Hey, believe me, you're not alone. So go ahead. Go ahead.
I have a question first. Have you gone to social services for some money?
I haven't. I'm trying to get her in daycare. Like, I'm like, that right there, the situation is that I'm trying to get a job and make sure I secure me and my child financially, and then I can do what's necessary to get, you know, to go to social services and do all of that.
Yeah, but social services are there to help you now financially. So why don't you go to them now? Because they will also help you get the child support and stuff that you need. You don't need a job. That's why you're going to them, is for some financial. And because you are going to them for financial support, they will in turn go after your husband for money. So please go see them.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'll do. I'll go to social services.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Go tomorrow, as soon as possible. And,
okay.
And get your... Go ahead, Miss Nina.
Yeah, please go tomorrow. Don't waste any more time. He's been gone long enough. You do not need to stress about money or anything else. Go to social services. Let them help you.
Yeah.
You
deserve
it. Hello.
That's right. Yeah.
Yes.
No, Ms. Dale was just saying you deserve it, and you do.
Yes, I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to stay strong, which I am a very strong individual. And, you know, I know I'm a weather the storm. And I just want it to be over with. And I hope he's not as petty as to try to hold it up for that long. I just hope
What? Tamika, just pray and ask God to guide him to give you your freedom, but also to guide you to have a better financial standing. And you know, things will come about that will change for the better for you. But you take the first step, and you know he'll take two for you.
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kamiko, for calling, and we wish you the very best.
Thank you all so much. Thank you.
You're most welcome. Now go there in the morning, girl.
I am. You have a blessed one.
Okay, you have a blessed week too, my dear. Thank you for calling. Okay, area code 914. Well, if I can get you on. Area code 914, you're on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, ladies. It's Melissa from New York.
Hi, Melissa.
I just been doing the money affirmation every day.
Okay.
And so on Friday, I went to a job. I went for an interview to work as a housekeeper at a hotel, and I got it. So didn't get anyone. I'm like so excited.
To you, baby.
Thank you. I mean, I always wanted to do it, even though I don't have experience. But I'm glad someone gave me a chance to. And,
amen.
Dreams come true. So I would tell you, don't give up.
Thank you, Melissa. Thank you.
Don't give up. And I just wanted to know. Do you see this being a good thing for me, like as far as like pay and stuff? It's a little far out my way, but transportation's there, and I think eventually it will encourage me to go and get my permit, my license, so I can, you know, purchase a small vehicle or something.
Oh, sure, sure. Let me ask Miss Nina first what she's picking up. Miss Nina?
Okay, no, I'm sorry, I was busy, so what was the question again?
Oh, I'm sorry. She's got her job, she's doing good, and she just wants to know that this job that she's got, that she's in the right place from there, you know, to move up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure. Yeah, for sure you are. But you know what?
That's
never,
what
it never hurts to keep your options open.
Amen.
That's true.
Amen.
That is definitely true.
Yeah,
so
but
you know
are
what?
We're in the right place for now, for sure.
Yay.
That's good. I mean,
yeah.
it's housekeeping. It's different, but I say, you know what? I want to try something different. I've been asking for it. I want to do something different. And
Oh, that's okay, girl. I did housekeeping. I did, and I worked at a hotel. So don't, hey, we do what we have to do to survive, okay? So
absolutely.
I see you as just doing this for temporary. In other words, it may be a permanent job, but like Nina said, as you are there, look at other positions because you'll be surprised.
So,
you'll start moving up the ladder, and you're like, you know, I never thought I'd be here. Yes, but the world did, and the universe did. You just didn't see it. So, you know, the position, after you've been there for 6 months or whatever your probationary period is, when that's over,
mm-hmm.
start applying for other positions where you're at or either outside of that, but just start applying. But, you know, don't let them know, right? Keep it to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But just be applying because the next thing you may know, this time next year in August, honey, you'll be done move two steps up the ladder. You'll be like, wow. Like, yes. You apply
that's my mom.
And,
wow, because my mom was telling me that, yeah.
Well, yeah, because you applied yourself and you're such a good worker that people see you. So that's why I'm saying, whether you do it in the place where you're at or outside, but where you're at, you're so good that that's what I'm saying. After your probationary period, if you apply at other things, they'd be glad to see you. You know, like, yeah, come on up. You want to supervise? We'll have you a supervisor over the rest of the girls, the ladies. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. This is your stepping up point.
Wow. That's really cool.
Beginning.
I'm definitely.
Yeah, this is your beginning. From now until next year, you're just going to keep going up. Just be patient, you know, because you got to put your time in, like they say, so people know who you are. But after your 6 months of probation, girl, like my father said, you need to crawl before you walk. But once you stand up, start the running.
That's cute. I definitely will. Yeah, because I'm like, once you get the experience, you can always go somewhere else, like apply somewhere else. So people, because they say it's hard to get in the hotel business. You have to know someone or have a little bit of experience to go somewhere else. So it's that's a good thing.
Yeah. Hey, you never know. You might be running that department in a few years. Hello? Girl, don't count yourself short. The world is your oyster, and your opening is now. So, yeah, you're on the correct path for your life to go upwards, up and out. Just beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Man. Yep.
Well, ladies, I will definitely let you. I'm in the right place. I will definitely let y'all know, ladies, how things go.
Well, please do. Check back with us. We want to know how you're doing, Melissa.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, ladies.
You're most welcome, and you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, lady.
Thank you. You too,
you're
ladies.
Welcome. Okay. You're listening to Free Psychic Readings Sunday on the Essence of Success Radio Network here at Blog Talk Radio. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Miss Nina, who's also a Reiki master, teacher, and psychic, is working as your moderator for the room. And Miss Nina is also the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network. So be kind. Let's see, what else do I need to say? I guess that's about it. Me and Miss Nina are just doing it. I'm enjoying the show and I'm enjoying the callers. Okay, let's continue on. Next call, your area code 704. You're on the line with Miss Nina, with Lettuce and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Melissa, another Melissa.
Okay, how you do? Hi.
I'm good, I'm good. I'm just asking about potential love life.
Oh, okay. Melissa, who's this guy? Man, I can see him, and he's in the distance. He's winking at you. Oh, he's just something else. let me describe him, what they're showing. He's got just about a ball head. So, I mean, you might as well just go ball. And he stands about 6 foot tall. He's medium built. He's a white guy. He's a businessman. And he's also social. He's known in social circles. He has something to do with politics, believe it or not. Now, I don't know if he helps getting funding for politicians. But he has something to do with political stuff. But his business... I'm seeing computers and something else. You know, like a Rockefeller. That's what they're showing me, like a Rockefeller Corporation. Something like that that he works for. So maybe that's how he has a connection with the politics, because he works for a big company. You've seen him, but you two have not really spoken or had a strong communication. And that's why I see him. He's seen you, and I see him winking at you like he's interested. So it's like you meet him, or if you've seen him, but if you meet him again, it's at a political thing, like a political fundraiser or a political dinner or something like that. And he sees you again, but this time he makes it his business to come over and talk to you. It's like I'm not letting you get away again.
Because I despise politics. I don't know why I would be at a fundraiser. That's weird, but I have no clue.
It could be any kind of fundraiser, though, Melissa. I'm picking up a fundraiser, not necessarily a political one, but definitely a fundraiser.
Interesting. So you said he's bald?
Yeah.
That's what I said, yeah.
Bald. Any time frames on this?
Any what?
Time frame.
Oh.
September.
What did you say, what? Nina?
September.
Yeah.
September.
Yeah, the light bulb just went on. Yep. September.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree. Okay, so when you get invited to a fundraiser, just remember he's going to be there. And that's not long, not far away, just a few weeks. So.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome, Alyssa. Thank you for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye. Area code 216. You're on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Karen. Hi. Greetings.
Hi. Greetings to you, too. And what's your name again, please?
Oh, it's Sharon. Sorry, Sharon.
Okay, that's fine. Well, how are you doing, Miss Sharon?
I'm hanging in there. How's that?
All right. Hey, that's better than not at all.
I know.
So what's your question for us today?
Well, do you see me? I have this week 3 second interviews with 3 different companies. Do you see me landing a job soon? Oh, it's been a 9-month process.
Mm-hmm. You've called before, haven't you?
Yep. About 6 weeks ago. 4 weeks, maybe a month ago.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You said I was going to get the last job, but I didn't get that one.
No, I see the middle one you're getting. I see 1, 2, 3, but it's the second one that you're going to get. What are you picking up, Nina? I see the middle job.
I know it's hard to analyze every one of them. I guess the bottom line is, do you see me employed by September?
The end of September.
The end of September? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely September. That's for certain.
There's to me, Lennis is right about the second one, but it seems like there's some kind of thing with the paperwork.
Delay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a delay, yeah. She'll get hired. I can see it clearly now. She'll get hired. It's just a delay in the paperwork. You know, when you apply for a job and it goes through 3 or 4 hands.
I know.
And by the time they call you in for you, like, oh, I forgot. When did I apply for that job? You know what I mean? It took them so long to call you back that you're like, oh, I forgot all about that one. So,
can you pick up anything about the company or anything about the job? That'll tell a lot about what, you know what I'm saying?
No, I'm not picking up the company. I just see that you should take door number 2. Job number 2 is with, yeah. And that's the one that you'll get hired on in September.
Okay.
So, yeah. It's coming, Susan. I know patience is a virtue, Lord knows, but it is coming. You will be working. You'll be one happy person coming this Christmas because you're like, thank you, God, I got some money in my pocket. Not so much
for shopping.
I've got some
stability. Oh,
yeah, it's not so much about shopping. It's like you could care less about Christmas shopping, but for you, it's like finally, you know, wherever you want to be financially, you can finally feel that come December.
I know. It's peace. That's what I need.
Oh. Okay. Well, you'll have peace come December. Go ahead, Miss Nina.
But please don't give up on yourself and don't give up on the hope, because if you do that, that changes everything. Like Lennis and I always tell everybody, you are in control. You are the master.
I know.
Whatever we are telling you, you can change just making one different move. So don't give up hope. Know you are going to get a job. Know it is your job. And keep that positive vein going.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, both of you.
You're most welcome.
You are very welcome, and please don't get down on yourself. You are a hardworking woman. You will get a job.
I know. You just get discouraged. I know.
Exactly. Mm. You do get discouraged, but don't let that discouragement take over you.
Thank you. I know.
Very good.
Thanks, both of you. Have a nice night, okay?
You too.
Okay,
have
you have a wonderful week, Sharon. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Area code 541, you're on the line. Who's this? 541, hello, hello, hello. Okay. Next caller, area code 678. You're on the line with 678, John.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
Okay, and who's this?
This is Wanda.
Hi, Wanda. How are you?
Hi, fine, thank you. I'm a first-time caller.
Well, welcome, Wanda, to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, and so what is your question for me and Miss Nina?
I am wanting to know about my my love life. I just currently started seeing a guy that I met him online. And I wanted to see where you saw that relationship going, or how does he feel about me?
Okay, and what is his first name, Wanda?
My date of birth?
No. What is his first name?
Oh, his first name is Glenn.
Okay, that's all I need. I just have to concentrate, focus on it.
Wanda, whatever you've got on in the background, can you turn that down, please?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
I can concentrate. Okay. Does Glenn wear a toupee on the top of his head?
No, he does not.
Okay. Well, I'm seeing a toupee. I'm not picking up anything. That was all I saw was just toupee on top of his head, but I'm not picking up anything about him spiritually, mentally, or physically. That's strange. It's a blank board. Are you picking up anything, Miss Nina?
Oh, when she first said his name, I picked up that he was a good guy. He is interested. Time will tell. I don't know how interested. I can't get past the good guy thing. I picked up that much, but that's as far as it went.
Well, you picked up more than me. All I got was his top of his head. I didn't even pick up the substance, the inner part of him. Well, if that's all you got, that's all I got too, Wanda. You said no, so try again. Give us a call next week because neither one of us are picking up anything substantial on this guy. Other than she said, you know, he's a good guy, so that's substantial. I'm sorry. He is a good guy, but the material things about him, I'm not picking up, and Miss Nina isn't either. So you're kind of in the blind. You're going to have to think for yourself and give us a call back and see how things work out. Right? But do be cautious and protect yourself, right? Well, anyway, thank you for calling, Wanda. Moving on to the next call, area code 336. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Dee calling from North Carolina.
Hi, Dee. How are you today?
Hey. I'm doing good. How are y'all ladies doing?
Oh, terrific. Just terrific.
Well, great. Yes, I have a question. Well, kind of combined, like a the universe I've been praying to, but I've been getting a feedback that a spiritual love soulmate is coming to me. And I'm seeing what y'all picking up on that. And combined with my finances, because I've been spending a lot of money on my dental, getting dental work, and then I got to get some more, and just taking a lot of my money, and my finances ain't been too good.
Girl, you need a sugar daddy. No, I'm playing. I'm playing. I'm playing.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I said you need a sugar daddy. I'm just playing.
Well, I mean, I used to go that way a long time ago. I'm going to keep it real. I used to have a sugar daddy. But I don't do that no more. I learned from that and, you know.
No, yeah, that's why I said I'm just being nutty. That's all.
Well, I know you being you just having fun.
Okay, let's see. Well, we can only answer one question, so
okay,
what's
that's
more
fine.
Important
that
to
whatever
you, romance
you pick up.
Or
when you direct, the spirit directs you, the spirit of the angels or the universe directs you. I'll let you choose.
Okay, well, what I'm picking up is on your romance, this man is in church. He's either an usher or a deacon. He teaches Sunday school. He is a man of God. He's not a minister, but his faith is strong. He's a Christian, and his faith is strong. Looks like he's a Baptist. Where are you going to meet this man at? Church. Thank you, angels. Forgive my stupidity. You'll meet him at church. Oh, now they're showing me, or a church barbecue. Hey. It looks like the church has their annual barbecue, and he's there. You will know this man if you ask, because like I said, he's quite active. It's like he's an usher, he's a deacon, a Sunday school teacher. So he's active in church, so of course he's going to stand out. You know what I mean? Even if you asked about him or, okay. He's tall, dark, between 42 and 44. It looks like more 42.
No, that's too young.
No, it's not. Age is nothing but a number.
I guess, but I kind of want to lean to the older man. I'm 50. I'll be 51 soon, so.
Well, that is, please, honey, you're still young. Okay, well, I saw 42 to 44, so, I mean, that's okay. That age is not that many years difference. But don't put him down because he's young. I'll tell you why. Sometimes a young man can have the maturity of an old man, and an old man can
be.
Yeah,
some
like
of
a young man, so, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's not always, so I'm not trying to.
Yeah,
because
I married my first husband was a younger man, and so I guess I just wanted to see, you know, definitely want an older man this time. I tried the young thing.
But whatever
universe that God gives me, I receive it, you know, if it's, you know, I'm not turning down my blessings.
I see a young man coming back because you didn't finish yet.
Yeah.
So that's why this young man is coming.
Change it from young and old to mature.
Right.
Age doesn't matter. It's the maturity that matters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
When is this coming? Do you see it this year or sometime in the future soon?
That picnic is coming up.
I see that picnic is coming up this month, that church picnic, which she gets invited to by a girlfriend or a relative. I see it's either a girlfriend or a cousin invites you and you go. In September, if at the picnic or you go to the church sometime in here in August, you and this man exchange phone numbers or what have you. In September, the month of September will primarily be for you and him to get to know each other. And he's going to ask you to come to church one Sunday with him, which is okay. But, yes, yeah, the month of September, no sex. It's just nothing but you two just getting to know each other.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So somebody going to introduce me to him, he'll
do
himself?
You'll speak to him because you're going to inquire about him. After I'm telling you this, you're going to inquire about him at the picnic or even at the church service. You know, it's a church that you haven't been to before. And the church picnic is because I see it's almost like a cousin that's telling you, come on, you know, Saturday church is having a picnic, come on and go with us. So I think it's more like a relative that's going to invite you. But as you inquire about this man, somebody's going to tell you this, that, oh, yeah, he's usher, blah, 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 blah. And you're like, uh-huh, that's him.
But he will he be attracted to me as well? I mean, you know.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, he will.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, he will. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So there you go, Dee.
I appreciate it.
There you go. Just remember what Miss Nina said, maturity.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Maturity. And he's a good guy. That's what I'm picking up. So, all right, Miss Churchwoman.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
it. Gone with it now.
All right. Well, blessings to both of y'all. Thank God.
And blessings to you, too. And give us a call back sometime in September. Let us know how you and this new guy are doing.
Okay. Y'all on Sunday nights? Y'all on Sunday evenings? You come on?
Yes, ma'am. Most, if you're on the East Coast, we come on at 6 o'clock. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh,
then.
Texas,
I'll be
we're on at
5,
7 o'clock, I think, your time. Yeah.
Okay, then.
And if not, I'll tell you what, before I let you go, Dee, if you have Facebook, if you go on Facebook,
yes,
my page is there, the Essence of Success Network, and the shows are always up. So just go there, and it'll give the time as specific because I'm on the West Coast. And,
okay.
Yeah. All righty.
All right.
Well, thank you so much
for
calling, Dee. And you have a wonderful, blessed week, young lady.
Thank you. You too. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Before you go on to the next caller, it is a blocked number, and I haven't checked it out. Just to let you all know, please unblock your number when you come on here. As I haven't checked, we will let this call go through, but my finger's on the X, so please be a true caller.
Okay. Well, she's so right. The next caller, you're from the blocked number. Who's this?
Well, I didn't think it was blocked. I thought it was just Skype. So.
No, it's blocked. All we're seeing is ones going across the page. So that's a blocked number.
Oh,
okay, but anyway, who's this?
My name is Sue. My name is Sue. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes. What's
I
your
can
name?
Now.
Sue.
Sue. Okay.
And one question, can my question about relationships and just what do you pick up?
Okay. Are you trying to make somebody force them to love you? Or somebody that you
that I know.
Huh, okay. Because I picked up a man that didn't care the way that you cared about him. And he feels like you're trying to force him to be somebody he's not. That's not who he is. So that's why I asked you, were you forcing somebody to love you? In fact, he just turned around. This guy just turned around and walked away. Okay. Mm. All right, angels. Who else? They're telling me that you can be stubborn, Sue, and you can have an attitude. And sometimes that's intimidating toward men, or it turns them off. Be more jolly. They're telling me right now to be more jolly, almost like the popcorn. I don't know if they sell that there, jolly popcorn, but just like popcorn, happy all the time, very happy and positive and upbeat. And the right guy will come along. Because right now it seems like you kind of scare men. I don't think that's your goal or you're trying to, of course, but they just feel intimidated by you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Miss Nina, what are you picking up?
I'm kind of picking up the same as you are. It seems like you are blocking anybody from finding you. So let your guard down a little bit. You know, you can definitely be careful. let that guard down a little bit, and you will find somebody.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, all right.
That's it,
okay.
Sue.
All right, thank you.
Sue, take a chance on you. Okay?
All right.
Up already. Anyway, thank you for calling, Sue. Okay, it's about 4:10 on the West Coast and a 7:10 on the East Coast. You're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sundays with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Miss Nina, who's a Reiki master, teacher, and psychic, is your moderator for the room. And your host is, of course, Linus and Miss Nina. Okay, getting back now. Next caller up, area code 5. Oh, and one question per caller, y'all. Area code 586. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hello, blessings to you both.
Oh, blessings.
Thank you
right
for
back
taking
at you, sister.
Thank you so very much. Okay, so romance. What do you see for me right now?
Boy, this is a love fest show, isn't it, Linus?
Listen, folks trying to line up. We're coming to the end of the summer. The heat, they're trying to get warm for the winter. You know, you got to hug somebody. Okay, let's see now. Amy, who's coming up? All right, angels, who's coming up for Amy? Ooh, I see a good-looking guy. He's a little thick. He's light-skinned, he's tall, a little thick, and he has long hair. Beautiful hair, but he braids it. He braids it. But, he is a cutie pie. All right, Amy, what you doing? Let me get a little bit deeper in this. He is.
Well, there's a few of them. That's the problem.
But this guy is cute, Amy. He's a cutie pie. God, this, you're not kidding. Good Lord. I'm just seeing variety of places in a circle going around you, like from Starbucks to a lounge to jazz to in the park. I mean, it's all these different scenes, and they're going around you. They're circling you. I'm like, well, hey, can I just pick one?
Right. That's
you're
the problem.
All over the place. Oh, no, that's good. That's good because that means that, you know, you're out there. You're opening so that something, you know, things can come to you. So that's good. I'm just trying to, within the circle, like, you know, could you stop for a minute and tell me what I need to know?
Right.
Well, my God, they're just telling me this guy could come out of anywhere. You're just all over the place there.
I'm a social butterfly.
And that's beautiful. I mean, that's beautiful. There's nothing wrong with that. But I'm not getting a clear, like, where are you going to meet this guy at? He just comes up.
Right.
Like I said, he's light-skinned. Beautiful hair. Beautiful long hair. But like I said, looks like he wears it in a braid.
Okay.
Good-looking the boot. You'll know him, honey, because when you see him, you'll be like, damn. And Amy, you go like, damn, I'm talking to your ass.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm sorry I can't be more clear about where you'll meet him at, but like I said, you'll know him. Yeah, he stands out like a sore thumb because he's so attractive. But you know what? He's not an arrogant person, and he's not conceited.
Good.
And that's
good.
The thing, because you would think seeing him like, oh, man, he can be with any woman, any model, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's what people think of him, but that's not him.
Good. That's
you know,
good.
You can, you know, it's like him. If that's what you feel about me, fine, but that's not who I am. Yeah.
Okay.
Looks, he's always been, right? He's been good looking all his life. So he knows the BS that goes with that. Women coming up throwing, you know, the punani in his face and stuff. But that is not
right.
him. They just don't know. That's not him. He's a down-to-earth person. And he wants good things in life and goals. So, yeah. So that's why I'm saying, whether you're by yourself or with a girlfriend, don't let his looks fool you and just think like, oh, well, this won't last but a minute. Piece of ass and keep going. No. You might be surprised.
Okay.
You'll be walking around with this good-looking fella. And they'll be
all
asking
right.
you, how did you catch him, Amy?
Right.
Because he was waiting on me. He was looking for me, too.
Right.
What are you picking up, Miss Nina?
I'm picking up the same thing. But I saw a merry-go-round. Why did I see a merry-go-round?
I told you. I just saw this going around her. But I saw different scenes going around her. You know, different aspects of her life. So, I mean, it's all good. She's a busy woman. She's like she said, she's a social butterfly. So, of course, you know, all these good things just come to Amy. She's just out there. Gone with it, girl. Proud of you. Yeah, so I don't know when he's going to come up. I'll just say anytime. That's all I can tell you, Amy, is at any time. But, yeah, you might walk out, get off the phone and go walk out the house and boom, run into you
there
see this good-looking guy like, damn, that was quick.
Right.
So that's why I'm letting you know, any day, any hour, any time, honey, you can run into this guy. Yes, indeed.
I'll keep my eyes open.
Yes, ma'am. And, Amy, I wish you the very best. Girl, work it.
Thank you.
Work it
Thank
when
you.
You meet him. Okay.
I will. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Have a wonderful weekend,
Thanks.
Lady. Okay.
You too.
All righty. Area code 347. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi. This is Dawn.
Hi, Dawn. How are you?
I'm good. I'm calling to see if you can tell me about... again, like the previous caller before me, I wanted to ask about my romance, my love life.
Okay. Anybody in particular or just who's coming up?
Just anything you see because there's, like the lady before me, there's many. So anything you see.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this, Don. I see a Greek guy.
Oh.
As you were talking, this Greek guy is walking towards you right now. I can see him.
Oh.
Yeah, he's Greek. Good looking, brunette. Looks like he's got a little bit of a goatee. Yeah. Yeah. But I see a Greek guy. He's walking towards you. He wants to get to know you. He's seen you. Are you in school?
No.
Are
I
you
actually a- have my own business here in New York, so...
He's coming into your business.
Okay.
That's what he's walking into. He's walking into your business. Uh-huh. He's one. Number one is a Greek guy. Number two, I see an African-American guy that also walks in your business.
Okay.
Both these men are interested in you. It ain't about your business, so don't get upset. But they're gonna act like they're interested in your business, but actually they'll be a little flirty and flattering towards you. Myself, I would go with the Greek guy. The Greek guy's got a foundation, his own place, transportation. He's a businessman. The African-American guy, he's good too, but the first one has more going on where the African-American guy is building up his goals and things in life. Now, I'm not negating him. You could be with the African-American. Hey, build together, you know.
Right.
Friendships, right. Business, love or whatever, build together. But the first guy, the Greek guy, his stuff is already together.
He's already
There's nothing to do but to, yes, ma'am. So all you have to do is just get with him and you guys go from there. Like, what we doing? We buying a house? We going larger business? Yeah,
okay.
I'm serious. That's what he'll be doing. When you two get to know each other, it's like, no, we need to go bigger.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
So, yeah, so that's what I'm picking up. Miss Nina, I know she's busy in the chat room. I better stop.
No, I'm fine. I can do 50 things at once. No, I'm feeling the same way. Yeah, definitely go with the Greek guy. He's got it more together. Yeah. Good to you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He'll be good. Now, when you're going to meet this guy, by the next new moon.
Oh.
Now I got to get up from the desk and look. When's the next new moon? I'm not talking about the 14th. That's this Friday. No, it's the one after Friday, which will be September. It'll be 13th. September 12th.
Oh.
13th, 12th.
Yeah, I think. Is that right, Nina?
Well, I've got 13th on my calendar, but it'll be the 12th or the 13th. So just beware.
Oh.
Coming.
Yep, there you go.
Oh, that's cool. Because for my business, I'm going to be throwing a launch party here in New York. So I guess that will make – it'll be right around that time. So when it's an actual party and I'm going to be inviting a bunch of people.
Well, there you go. And these two guys will show up. Ha ha.
Oh, hey.
They'll show up. So, yeah, but definitely exchange phone numbers with that Greek guy. He can help you. I see him helping you. Yeah, like, you know, he's going to want to enlarge. It's not like, okay, this is what I do, and, you know, he has his work and stuff. But as you two get closer, he's like, well, babe, you want to enlarge this and make it bigger, or you want to, you know, franchise it? Yeah, that's where his head is. Just it's helping you to get bigger and bigger. But that's good because, like I say, he has a foundation, and he knows people. So, you know, if you decide to go bigger and need investors, this Greek guy knows money.
Okay.
He knows money. So, yep, there you go.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, give us a call back, girl. Let us know in September how things are going, how your launch went and everything, which is going to be good. You're going to make money at your launch party.
Oh, well,
you're
going to
be taking orders. Yep, you're going to be taking orders. So you're going to make money at your launch party. Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
I'm seeing three and zeros now. I don't know if that's $300, $3,000, or $30,000, but I see three with zeros. So God bless you, girl. You're on a good path. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Thank you
so
much. So
call us back in, you know, September. Let us know how you're doing, okay?
Okay, will do. Thank you.
You're most welcome, Don. Have a wonderful week. And remember, y'all, we're on every Sunday, 3 o'clock on the West Coast, 6 o'clock on the East Coast. So, you know, in between, you can gauge your time period. All right, let's go to another call. Area code 724. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Kristen.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi, how are you guys?
Oh, terrific. And yourself?
I'm in transitional phases of life, I guess.
Uh-oh.
I'm just hanging out.
Okay. Well, what can we help you with?
I was wondering if you see a time when opportunities are going to start opening up again. Because it just seems like everywhere I go, doors just kind of slam.
You mean like for a job, Kristen?
Just life in general. Jeez. It doesn't even have to be a job. I'll just take.
Oh, okay.
I'll take
anything
at this point.
Well, first off, I'm going to tell you, be in too much of a hurry. I want you to slow your roll. As you young people say, slow your roll. You're okay. You're okay. You're a hyper person. I understand that. I'm hyper too. So it's just your nature, you know, to be going. Mm-hmm. Bah, 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 bah. So just slow it down a little bit and...
You feel like I'm going right under a glass wall and just kind of hit the ground.
Yeah. yeah, you're good. You're good lady, a good-looking gal there.
Thank you.
Yeah, just slow it down for a minute. Things are coming to you, I would say, either by the end of this month or September, and they're going to come rapidly because this is a life that you lead. You're hyper. So they're going to come fast. If something you've been waiting for is going to come through and it's going to be like ice cream, I see you licking an ice cream cone. It's just that good. So that's happiness because it's like when you give a child ice cream, they're just so tickled. It's like, ooh, I live for ice cream. This is how it's going to feel to you. Like, there's going to be a crack in the door, and it's like, yay, yes, you know. Like I said, it'll just be like you receive something so good. But you just have to slow down so it can catch up with you. But once it does, it's like, okay, I said earlier to another lady about my dad, you got to crawl before you walk. But, Christian, once you stand up, run. Well, that's what you're going to be doing is running. You know, it's like things are just coming really quick to you. So, you know, that's why I want you to kind of slow your roll so when things start coming, you can be like, don't do a haphazard decision. Think twice, speak once.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, well, okay. I think that's why I keep messing things up, is because I keep trying to fix things that don't even need fixed, and I make it worse.
Huh.
So we're going to slow down.
Yeah, yeah. Does everything need to be fixed, or is that just you telling your mind that you need to fix it?
Things need fixed. But I'm obviously, I'm at step 10 when I need to be at step 1.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm way ahead of myself in my mind.
Well, let me tell you this, because I know you're a fixer too. Sometimes things are not meant for us to help or assist because now we've taken over God's duty.
Yep.
So why do you want to do God's work? Like sometimes it's okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I was just going to say sometimes it's okay to help, and other times, even though you want to, no. Back off. Too many times people pray for stuff and want things to happen, and then you do it yourself. Well, what would you pray to God for? Why did you ask him if you're going to do it yourself? Hello. Okay. I'm not fussing. I'm just letting you know. Just slow it up a little bit. Things are coming to you, Kristen. Believe me, they are. Just slow it up a little bit. And some things, just back off. Don't even. You could have $100 in your pocket, and somebody could ask you, "Hey, can I get $100 from you?" Like, sorry, I would, but I don't have the money. Even though
right.
You have the money. Okay, good enough. You understand me.
Well, yeah, because I got myself into trouble. Hi.
Oh. Okay.
Financially, and I'm going to fix everybody else. Hello,
yeah.
How are you? Oh, I can't hear you talking.
You can't hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Sorry for that. Yes, that was all. I just wanted to say that, you know, we can't fix everything, but sometimes it's just not meant to be. There's lessons
right.
to be learned in this life, and sometimes you have heart. And I understand that, you know, you see a situation, it's like, well, maybe I can help them or give them a ride or, you know, give them $20 for gas or food. But sometimes it's meant for that person to learn a lesson, to budget their money so that they have the money for food and gas or for their mortgage or rent. You know what I'm saying? Because as we help them, we're not enabling them. We are disabling them because they're not doing it for themselves. They're like, oh,
right.
Shit, go to Kristen. You can get $50 from Kristen. Really? I don't think so. Yeah,
right.
So just think about that. But anyway, you're doing good, girlfriend. Just keep on doing what you're doing. You'll be fine.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay, thank you for calling, Kristen, and have a wonderful, wonderful week. Okay, area code, Poosh Wash. I sure don't. Let me take. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry, everybody. My time is coming to a close, and can you tell that I don't even like to stop? Go ahead, Miss Nina.
Well, I just want to thank everybody for.
Go ahead, Miss Nina. I guess she's answering something. Well, anyway, let me thank all the callers that called in, and also let me thank the people in the chat room that Miss Nina was assisting. I thank you so much. And I thank you also for the folks that are listening around the world. We appreciate you as well. And enjoy your calls, too, when you call in. So remember, Friday is the new moon, the 14th, everybody. And be good to yourself. Hello. Now, Miss Nina, go ahead. You were trying to say something. You got cut off. Oh, I guess she's still busy. Well, anyway, thank you, everybody, for being here today. Let me say this. If no one's told you they love you today, we do. Okay? Have a good week, and we'll see you next Sunday, everybody. Love you.